Praise Yahweh, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Glad to have you with us tonight on the Shepherd's Call. My, but we certainly enjoy visiting with you every evening at 8 Eastern Standard Time on Truth Radio, Galaxy 9, Channel 2. And we are very interested tonight in your affairs, your spiritual affairs. We're going in tonight to Genesis chapter 3, verse 14. We believe that right here in this particular verse, verse 14, is the key to all genetic understanding and manipulation of thought processes. So tonight we're going to impact your mind, your spirit mind. We're going to try to broaden and expand to incorporate your mind into the spirit where you can understand some of the great mysteries of Genesis. Now, Genesis is a broad-brushed episode of a lot of things condensed into a narrative or a story that was Moses was given permission to write these things for your understanding. Now, many are deceived. I've told you before that since we are frequency mind-controlled, then the higher the frequency, the higher the understanding. The lower the frequency, the lower the understanding. And we're going to insert tonight a theory, and we call this a theory simply because it is new territory for a lot of people to comprehend and understand. So tonight, you just fasten on your safety belts as we launch out into the deep. And the Bible talks about letting down your net for a deep cast into the sea of understanding and comprehension. So we're going to try to up your frequency, and we're trying to do the opposite of what the process here upon earth is tonight, which is our text tonight, 17 steps to a new world order. Now, we started last night on this exciting series. We'll do 5 parts again on this series, and offer it to you for an offering of $25 for the 5-tape series. It's 5 hours of teaching on the subject. You might need to get these to broaden and to comprehend the things that are written deep. And the Bible says, especially, how can you hear the word? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. Now, we try to break this down into comprehensional understanding that our Heavenly Father, most people see Him as an old man with a big long beard and a big walking cane and sitting up in the heavens thundering His wrath and His finger and threatening and all this. You see, that's not true. The Scriptures are emphatic that God, we use that term loosely also because the word is not in the true Scriptures. It is a derivative of Elohim. Now, Elohim is a plural, meaning that there were many in on the organization or the bringing about of a lower subspecies upon the planet called man or Adam. And we have done give you indication that there's 3 types of atoms. And, of course, we know that the word splitting of the atom brought in the male and female process. And remember now, the last atom was of the earth earthly. That's interesting because in Genesis 1:26, he was a spirit then. And then it incorporates that they were hermaphrodites, meaning that they were both male and female connected or collective into one energy. Now, that's a lot of deep things there, and we'll cover that later on in another series. But we're going now to the information of Genesis 3:14 and Yahweh Elohim. Now, Yahweh and His mighty ones. That's what we're talking about tonight. Yahweh indicates that He is the supreme being, the one over all the rest of the mighty ones. Now, we gave you the scriptures where there's many gods, and we know that these are Elohim, plural, and they have power. And we should deal with them in a way of understanding that we know what their purpose for is for and what our purpose is for. Well, just like the Adam was split and became male and female, Yahweh's Elohim hierarchy were split and divided in their opinions on how to manage or to control the Adam man of the eighth day creation. Now listen to me very carefully here. The Bible says that before ever anything grew in the earth, it had to be transplanted, so we've got two earths here. To speak about in Genesis, we are telling you that's a broad-brushed scenario here, and we want you to comprehend the truth as we are trying to relate it to you in our limited speech pattern, because Yahweh is not so much in speech as He is in sound and light. So the frequency that I could relate to you to give you a better understanding, if I can rewire those things that's been unhooked from your DNA code, your genetic code, your 12 helix, your DNA fabrication that you are made up of, a series of light and sound. We're talking about the spirit body, which passes all information down to the subconscious mind and then into the mind of Adam, which is the eighth day creation. Now remember, before, the Bible says when Yahweh created 126 man in His own image, this was a man in the image of Elohim. He himself had great powers. He was perfect. And like I say, he was a hermaphrodite. He was both male and female, functioning on the plane, spirit plane, where angels walked and where they traveled and where they communicated with each other. And Adam was in the midst of them, in the midst of this beautiful, beautiful situation that was created especially for the Elohim. Now, there, I told you about the war in heaven, Revelations chapter 12. You need to read that and get a comprehensive understanding on exactly what happened in eons. I'm talking about perhaps, maybe, even billions of earth years, time into the past, where we are on a fast track back toward where we came from. Now, you may think that tomorrow comes, but that's an illusion. Tomorrow never comes. It is always present and past. There is never a tomorrow. You live now in the presence, headed back toward the past. The Bible said there's nothing new under the sun, for what is to be has already been. Now, you're going back to what has already been. So when I trigger through revelation, and the Bible said, how can you hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he first be revelated or plugged into the frequency channel which cometh all help or information down from the spirit world in the fifth dimensional plane where that we hook into a recharge our batteries, as it will. And that's what the 17 steps of the New World Order is all about. It is global mind control. Now, if we're going back into global mind control, and we are now victims of advertising, you go around singing little jingles because somebody has subliminally suggested to you in backmasking operations of things that they propose through coded signals of electronic sound induction. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you're being mind controlled daily. And this process is increasing as we go down through the time track back toward the time when we will enter back into the past, not the future now, but back into the past where all this was a reality, even in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. We're going right back to those days. We're not going somewhere in the future. We're going back into those days when those days existed. We are now round number two. We are those that were disobedient in the days of Noah. We are given a second chance. This is round two. Now, the third and final chance is those that accept in this world to be made worthy to walk in the next world. And the Elohim said, verse 14, Genesis 3, my, I'm very excited tonight about this wonderful revelation, the knowledge that is coming down from the spirit world, and I hope that I can fuse this into your thought process that you may grow. It takes a reconnecting to your plug, your electronic information strands needs to be replugged into the actual 12-strand DNA code that you were originally of. Now, notice here the war. Genesis 3:14, the most important revelation in the Bible. And I do not say that very lightly because there are so many revelations in there. But if you don't understand Revelations 3:14 and 15, these two hold the key to your correct understanding. You may understand other things in other places, but until you get the picture here, you'll never have the whole complete picture there or in the past. Because that thou hast done this, he spoke unto the Nakash, which is our interpretation, modern term, would be serpent. Then when we say serpent, everybody gets in their little mind, because you're genetically unplugged, and so your understanding is void, and you think with a carnal understanding, and you think she eat an apple, and you think that that tree was a natural tree growing some kind of a precious fruit, and that she retched up. Thus we say Adam's apple. She swallowed an apple. But the word serpent, if you go back to the Hebrew, it is a nakash. Now, if you go to Genesis chapter 6, which is the man, fallen man chapter, as we might say, these are the Nephilim. These are byproducts of the serpent people. Now, who are the serpent people? Now, when it says serpent here is a plural, we look at one individual. You can look at the scriptures. It says devils, plural. Never a devil singular, devil plural. And these are spirits of devils. You see, most people think that the devil is a spirit, but you can't read that. That's individual. You can only read that God, Elohim, is. Now, with the contrast of those light and darkness, if you will, then we begin to see the picture. These serpent, they were called serpent because they were very, very intelligent. There is nothing that outlasts the reptilian race or the reptilian species on the earth. It is one of the oldest surviving. We go back to the crocodiles that go back into antiquity, and we know that they are millions and millions and millions of years old, and then they lost their feet, and they became serpents, these natural things that crawl upon the earth as creatures. Well, these are very wise to survive. They have survived many, many episodes of dramatic, cataclysmic change in the past. So then that's why this word is given to you, to compare these Nakash, plural. These are the fallen ones, and because thou hast done this, thou art cursed. Thou art cursed. Now, what kind of a curse would incur upon these evil Nakash, these fallen ones? It was a genetic curse. Remember now, they had the intelligence to monkey around with your genetics, that is original man, and the species. So they began a process generation after generation as they were given the rule of the earth because they won earth in a battle of the universe. Now, that may sound very, very strange to your ears. Let me repeat this. The Nakash are the gods of this world, this earth. Now, they're only given control as a limited time. They know that they have but a short time because we're on a fast track back to our original state of being. In other words, we're going to be replumbed, rewired, if you will, into the frequency that we had in the original 12 strand, that we may become a complete DNA as the Elohim were, and he was made in the image of the Elohim. So then, the New World Order, that 17 steps I gave you last night, is the clue here that they themselves must be manipulators. If they are to control, they must create a revolutionary technique to temper your growth or your evolutionary process or your learning process by limiting your mind to receive a certain signals, not of those from the spirit beings, the good guys, but those that are directed by the evil ones to keep you enslaved. Now, global mind control slated for humanity in 2004. By 2004, you will be in this 17-step process in the countdown to the New World Order. Now, how many years that takes, it doesn't matter. We do know that the scriptures are emphatic, telling us that in the last days there shall arise a global control system, if you will, that will rule the earth with a rod of iron. And everyone whose name is not written in the Lamb's book will be overcome by this frequency change or the enslavement of their minds, and they will be given into the hand of the evil Nakash. Now, I know the antidote or the solution to rising above the lock and key that Satan has, the master key, and we know who controls the keys now. You see, this is the most unused key in the universe, and we're talking about the key that the Heavenly Father came down and entombed himself in a body of flesh. Yahweh made flesh, dwelt among us, John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Now, that's how far we've drifted back from the original creators that made us. We know them not. Now, to do evil, we know. We don't have to be taught how to do evil things. That's just now, there's something wrong here. Ladies and gentlemen, right there lays the problem. Now, we have to learn to do good. We are made, somehow, our DNA change, the frequency change is all it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is a battle royal for the electronic box that is placed within your being, which is your mind. You must have the mind of Christ, the Bible said. Now, the word Christ is the anointing. You must have the anointing from the higher good forces rather than the lower bad forces. But how is it that every one of us born into this world are born with the ability to do evil? We're just like little snakes right out of the shell. We can strike full of deadly poison. We learn to hate. We learn to curse. We learn to do evil. We learn to do all these things. And this is the problem here. And this is the goal, how to achieve or rise above this genetic curse that was put upon mankind along with. You see, we had to be partakers of this curse because Satan himself, the master key that brought the prototype of flesh being, Cain, into the world to be a dark force that would fight against the life force people that would come in to subdue and take back over and rewar or give us a government by Yahweh. Uh-oh, I said the wrong thing. You see, our Constitution says government by the people. That's where we went wrong. You see, these master coders, these Illuminati that formed and fashioned the beginning of America 200 years ago were the very Illuminati that are still ruling now. Only now have we begin to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Only when they destroy this Constitution and change it. See, we guard the Constitution dearly and we value it. But ladies and gentlemen, we've not been free since the word go. We've been bound by a constitutional global mind control, and it is this revolutionary battle that is now being fought within your own DNA as you begin to emerge or to awaken in the time when we enter into the outer rim of the donut-shaped photon belt, which will restore the frequency output that we actually need to wire ourselves back into a complete total Adam. And there we will become whole. An invasive mind control technology known as a frequency fence is now slated for implementation into global society. This frequency fence is a bioneurological electromagnetic induced form of mind control, which will block your higher sensory abilities. Right there it is. Now, if you don't believe that this is true, you go back and read Genesis 3:14 again, and I'm going to get into why that we have to be partakers of the curse. We're talking about man, the physical man that must die. You see, the Bible said the soul that sins shall die, but we had a Redeemer to free us from the laws of sin and death, to restore us back to our original state, which we were eternal. See, Adam was made to be an eternal, everlasting being without death. Now, he sold his right for this wonderful privilege by being associated with the other half of himself, which was Eve, who was in a fallen state, and Adam was not deceived. He made a logical choice to fall with her. I repeat this. Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Now, Adam could have made the call right there to forever return back to the heavens. But you see, that would have been something in the heavens that was missing from his very being, just like when he was down here without that other half of himself, Eve, as she was connected still into the spirit world. The Bible said he was lonely, and he was very disruptive in his signal process. He wasn't content to be who he was because there was something missing. Now, ladies and gentlemen, how time flies when you're having fun. Well, we're down at the bottom of the hour. This is Pastor Buddy. I'm going to get into some things in the second half that will astound you, probably, because these things are, we're just breaking ground here, and we're treading in new snow. So we're going to go where angels fear to tread. Stay with us and come back in the second half. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. Now, you need to call a friend tonight and tell them this exciting revelation that I'm fixing to give them to you is a good one. Praise Yahweh. Probably the first time you'll probably ever hear this. And it could be the last time. Who knows? But anyway, you need to really turn up the frequency of your hearing and walk into the light of your understanding here. As I'm going to give you something out of Genesis 3:14 that may astonish you. Now, let me reread the text for you to set this situation up for you. Thou art cursed, he said unto the Nakash. Thou art cursed. Upon thy belly thou shalt go. Remember that it's a belly to belly, as we are now in genetic manipulation. It was this belly-to-belly thing, Satan with Eve, that caused the genetic downfall. That is right, ladies and gentlemen. When you sow blood, tainted blood, cursed blood, into true blood. For instance, if you lay with someone that has, let's say, the STS like syphilis. Now, we know that syphilis, in some cases, when you are infected with syphilis, you can pass it on to your mate, although they can be clean. You can transmit this SDS sickness into the body by transference of blood. And the baby could perhaps be born blind. Well, that's what happened here. It was a sort of spiritual syphilis that Satan gave Eve. She became blind to the spirit things and had her eyes open to the natural. Listen to the curse here. And dust shall thou eat. Now, what does that mean? It means that this genetic species will crave dust. What is man made from? Dust. Well, what will they crave? What will they eat? Dust. Are you talking about cannibal? Right from my tape, Cain ate. This might be such a revelational shock to you that you probably can't comprehend it. And you're saying, oh, buddy, you're beside yourself. Well, that's what I thought about Apostle Paul. But he reminded them, he said, I know that I've been to the third heaven where I heard things that were not lawful to speak. And we know that John saw these things and he was commanded not to write. But in the last days, the gloves is coming off, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to bring you things that have been kept secret from the foundation. And so dust, bodies of flesh and blood. Now, there is a species, now we're going to give you verse 15 here, and I will put enmity, this is a stark darkness and light opposite here, negative, positive thing, between you and the woman. That's between the Nakash. And think of Nakash as maybe perhaps many now, as they have bred, and they have interbred, and that's the problem as we go to Genesis 6 later on in the series. And between thy seed and her seed. So now we have enmity, we have a war, a contrast. Light and darkness has no fellowship. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. So now we have two different genetic species here that are suffering as a result of this action here between the Nakash and the woman. Now, remember, I told you that Adam did what he did by choice, free choice. You see, we got free choice here. He chose to stay with his wife Eve here and was put out of that paradise where he was from, the fifth dimensional plane, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, before everything grew in the earth, it was in another place. This is in another dimension, and there are dimensions of time. We're just now getting into that understanding. Your government is 10 to 20 years ahead of you, maybe perhaps 50 years ahead of most people in the thinking apparatus, because they have been made private to these things by these very beings that have failed through transgression, who are now coming back onto the earth, and they know that they have but a short time, and they're gathering together for the last great Armageddon battle, and we now see this emerging as even as we speak. Now, let me give you a quote out of Extraterrestrial Friends and Foes, George C. Andrews' book, and on page 182. I thought this was very interesting. Most of you may or may not be familiar with Area 51 in Nevada. Now, if you're not, then you need to acquaint yourself with what's going on there. On April the 30th, 1964, the first communication between these aliens, these are, I believe, the evil Nakash, the reptilians. Remember that the word dust, if you look up the word dust, it is Strong's number 6083. It means gray ash. These are grays, little grays. They're reptilian. They have large eyes with no pupils. Now, these are the snake people, ladies and gentlemen, that are returning from whence they came. Now, remember when Cain was driven out, he was not driven out on the earth. The Bible doesn't say he was driven out on the earth. The Bible said he was driven out in the earth. Are there beings in the earth with super technology? Are these minds, masterminds? Are these serpents wise, as the Bible indicates they were? Have they played and monkeyed with our DNA so that we would become their slaves and they become our masters? Well, let's read on here. It took place, this meeting between the United States government and these aliens, took place at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico. Three of these chariots, we call them saucers because they look like saucers. These are identical to the ones that the good guys fly also. I know, for I've had an experience in 1960 myself with these chariots, praise Yahweh, and that's why the Father has given me this information to pass on to you in this day. Landed at a pre-arranged area, and a meeting was held between these aliens, I call them the grays, the dust of the earth, those that had failed, and intelligence officers of the United States government. Now remember, they have super technology. And so the government couldn't find them, so they said, well, we got to join them. It's obvious, ladies and gentlemen, that's what's happening today. And you will begin to see, because they need a worldwide unification a thought process and collective prisons for you to dwell in, and that's what's going to happen They're going to make an electronic prison for you. You will be limited if your name is not on the Lamb's book, meaning if you haven't risen to, through the divine process of obeying the scriptures, repentance and baptism in the great name of Yahweh, the key to putting the great name of the king into your forehead to make you immune from this electronic fence, because you will vibrate on a system they can't touch. Praise Yahweh. During the period of 69 through 71, MJ-12, representing the United States government, made a deal with these creatures called EBEs, extraterrestrial biological entities, named by Delive Blanc, original MJ-12 member and sixth president of Johns Hopkins University. Well, we got great minds going here, ladies and gentlemen. And if you see who's running the central government or the government behind the government, you will be amazed at who's sitting behind the closed curtain. Remember the process when our heavenly Messiah, when he came down here in the form of a man, when he died, it ripped the veil to prove that there was no ark or no testimony. The ark was nothing but an electronic box to communicate with his people. There was none there. Oh, my. You see, those Jews lied for over 400 years that there was a mouthpiece or a spokesman sitting in the Ark of the Covenant behind the veil. To prove that they were liars, the Messiah himself is the author of that statement in Revelations 2 and 9 and in 3 and 9 and also John 8:44 and 47. They are liars because that is what they do, because they are children or offspring of these evil Nakash. The deal was in exchange for technology. See there? That they would provide to us if we agreed, listen to this, to ignore the abductions that were going on and to suppress the information on the cattle mutilations. And these aliens assured MJ-12 that the abductions would usually last about 2 hours. Now, why would they want to abduct you? Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very frightening experience. If anybody's ever had it, you need to call Pastor Buddy, and we can talk about these things, because I understand your dilemma and what you have gotten yourself into. Now, listen here. The Bible said they can take you captive at their own will. They are masters at mind manipulation. They can cause your mind to receive their very command without ever a word being uttered. They operate on light and sound. They have technology far, vastly. We're talking about a species billions of years old, ladies and gentlemen, compared to mortal man here that has only a history, they say, of around 6,000 or 7,000 years. But we know better than that. But we're still young compared to them. We're a little lower. We are not to compete with them on a scale. Yet when they came to our level and played on our playing field, they leveled the playing field by causing the genetic fall of the woman in the garden. And now we are victims of the fall. They assured that these abductions usually last in about 2 hours. And I meant to say that there's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of men and women, very sane professionals, doctors, lawyers, merchants, and probably a few thieves thrown in the matter that have been abducted. These were merely the ongoing monitoring. They say that this was an ongoing monitoring or developing civilizations. In fact, the purpose for the abductions turned out in reality to be, number one, let me quote, the insertion of a 3-millimeter spherical device through the nasal cavity of the abductee into the brain. Now, why would they want to place a chip in the brain? This device is used by them for biological monitoring, tracking, and control of the abductee. Implementation of post-hypnotic suggestion to carry out a specific activity during a specific time period, the activation of which will occur within the next 2 to 5 years. Remember, I gave you the electronic fence of the New World Order coming in real force. The 17 steps will almost be completed in here in another 3 to 4 years. Termination of some people so that they could function as living sources for biological material and substances. Now, I'll get into that just in a minute. I'm going to repeat that, and you catch it real close. the termination of some of these. Now, this saucer that was reputed to fall out of the sky in Four Corners out in New Mexico, on a rancher's ranch out there, this man on his deathbed gave a testimony, and his son, still living, and daughter are testifying that this craft was indeed, and the United States Air Force reported it in the newspapers in 1947, that a disc from another world with occupants in it had been captured. Now, as soon as the military found out that this could cause a panic, ladies and gentlemen, 1939, the War of the Worlds by Orson Welles, it caused major panic when this was enacted and played on a national radio, and people really thought that we were being invaded with little green creatures from Mars. And the whole Earth almost went into a sheer panic. And so the government, fearing the loss of the control of the masses of the people, suppressed this information and changed it to a weather balloon lie. And here we go. For the next 50 years, we've been in denial and cover-up. Now, why would they want to terminate some people? Well, the crash had reported 6 to 8 of these reptilian grays on board. And guess what was on board? United States Air Force pilots that had been dismembered, cut up into pieces, and was aboard the craft. That's what we saw in the desert in New Mexico. Now, why would they want these dismembered bodies, and why would they want to terminate for biological material and substances? I'll get into that just in a moment if I have time. We're getting out of time. I might cover it tomorrow night, but I need to get this in for you probably to get this across to you, the point that I'm trying to make here. And number 4, termination of individuals who represent a threat to the continuation of their activity. Remember, termination. A phonetic experiment and experiments. Genetic. There you go. There's the key, ladies and gentlemen. Impregnation of human females and early termination of pregnancies to secure the crossbreed infant. Now, let me give you the real reason why that they are experimenting and they need a genetic fix. Just like I told you here in Genesis 3:14 and 15. These aliens have a genetic disorder. Oh, really? That in their digestive system is atrophied and not functional digestive system. Some speculate that they were involved in some type of accident or nuclear war. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it tells you right here in the book of Genesis what the mighty ones, the Elohim, did to this crossbreeding species. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it fixed it where that they would need to eat dust or flesh, both animals and human. They prefer human. And now that they are back, they are kidnapping at an alarming rate. Hundreds of thousands of people missing from Earth. No account given. Now, are a possibility on the backside of an evolutionary genetic curve. Now, in order to sustain themselves, they use an enzyme or hormonal secretion obtained from the tissue that they extract from humans and animals. This secretion obtained is then mixed with hydrogen peroxide, that's why they smell like sulfur, ladies and gentlemen, and applied on the skin by spreading or dipping parts of their bodies in the solution. The body absorbs the solution. Now, the solution is the dust bodies. The dust bodies, remember, they shall eat the dust. Are you with me? Blood and flesh. And this secretion to sustain them or to evolve their genetics or to give them a shot in the arm, so to speak, is mixed with hydrogen peroxide or a solution similar to this and spreading or dipping their bodies into this because they have no digestive system as we do. The body absorbs the solution, then excretes the waste back through the skin. That's why they smell horrible. The cattle mutilations that were prevalent throughout the period from 73 to 83, and reason that they don't, and they are still, now we're talking about poured out rectums, blood completely drained without, and they can even splice between cells without cutting the cells. This is technology far beyond man. Now, You say, oh, buddy, you're reading out of science fiction. This is not science fiction, ladies and gentlemen. This is biblical, supported evidence that we are not alone. And I want to get that point out to you, but I have run out of time. Now, I'm going to stop right there, and tomorrow night we'll pick up on this exciting series, 17 Steps to a New World Order or Global Mind Control. It is the next generation battle for the control of your very being. Praise Yahweh. Now, I give you the key and the solution. Remember, if you want to escape, you must repent and be baptized into... Now, you say, buddy, that has nothing to do with it. Sometime in the future, I will preach and teach on the effects of washing your body. Now, once this body is washed, it becomes immune to the electronic process that these demons have. It's the only key, ladies and gentlemen. It's a simple key. Yahweh gave you repentance and baptism in his name to be sealed thereby. So therefore, you need to beat a hasty retreat away from your tradition and bell boxes and come and let or go to a two-seed line covenant identity preacher that will baptize you in the name of Yahweh. And while we're on the subject of baptism, I have told you, let me give you the whole thing here. Let me give you a clue here. Turn to the book of Acts, chapter 2, read verse 37, 38, 39, and 40 through 41. If you'll read those verses, it will give you the key on what you must do to put the seal or the process where they can eat you, but they can't digest you. Praise Yahweh. Fear not them that can destroy the outward body, but fear him who has the power to destroy both the soul and the body. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are immune because we have been sealed, and only those that have been sealed will escape the mark, which is a number or the name of the false beast, as he electronically traps your mind and controls it and has you deceived, sitting somewhere in a bell box in some false religion. Billions of people on planet Earth are now deceived through religion. That's what the job of the serpents are, the Nechash, as they come in to deceive the very elect. Give me a call tonight, Pastor Buddy, area code 423-626-2172. My address, if you care to write me for more information, write for my tape on Cain, 8 Abel. You'll see what I'm talking about here if you can catch the rest of the story. That is Post Office Box 2284, simply Pastor Buddy, 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. Now, if you just put the zip on it, ladies and gentlemen, she'll come my way, and I will get back with you as soon as possible. I'm running still behind on the mail, a tremendous amount of mail that I have to work every day to get out and to get to you. Many of the people of Yahweh, those that are coming to Him or hearing the truth for the first time, are now trying to get a fix on their position of life and to make ready their souls to meet the Creator. Praise Yahweh. And ladies and gentlemen, we are in troubled times as we go down through on our way back to where we came from. We're heading back home, ladies and gentlemen, and it's been a pleasure tonight to address you in the great name of the King of all kings, Yahweh. And we'll see you tomorrow night at this same time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. This is Pastor Buddy in the Shepherd's Call saying, so long, friends.
You'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the same station. Praise Yahweh.